grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Live like a stranger in the world. That's what St. Peter is trying to tell us. These exiles to whom he is writing were scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, and they were persecuted because they were Christians. And the easiest thing for them to do would be to deny their faith, to capitulate with the world, to live like everybody else did, and they'd get off the hook. And so Peter tells them, just live like strangers in a strange land. Don't adopt the ways of the people around you. Well, they needed that, didn't they? And of course, we need it too, because all about us we find the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life constantly tempting us to live less than Christian. And so St. Peter is telling us too, live like a stranger in a strange land. But you know, St. Peter's a good preacher, because he immediately follows this command with three motives that ought to prompt any of us to live as a stranger in this world. The first is this, he says, don't you know? You've been redeemed with corruptible things, the silver and gold, from the vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So he says, why, you've been redeemed from that old life that you received by tradition from your fathers. And he tells what that old life was from which they've been redeemed. He says, you walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. From that life they had been redeemed. And of course, we immediately remind ourselves that we too have been redeemed from an old way of living, that which we received from our fathers, and it was absolutely futile because we were blind and dead and enemies of God, slaves of sin and subject to eternal damnation. From that life, now we've been redeemed. A price has been paid for us. Not silver and gold, but the precious blood of Christ. Precious, precious because he is the very Son of God who became incarnate for our salvation. He is indeed a lamb without blemish and without spot. He rendered a perfect obedience to the law for us throughout his life. And as the Lamb of God, he offered his life on the cross for us, to atone for our sins and to win for us the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. We've been redeemed. A price has been paid for us, that of the holy precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. What an incentive that ought to be to any one of us to live as a stranger in a strange land. Why, we've been bought back from that old life. Let's not walk anymore in it, but let's walk in that newness of life for which Christ has redeemed us. That's what Paul is saying when he says, you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Live like a stranger. He has a second motive, he immediately piles on top of the first one. When he says of Christ that he was foreordained before the foundation of the world, that he was raised up from the dead and given glory. And here he's talking to us about the great grace of God, who already in the far reaches of eternity resolved to redeem and save us through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And when the fullness of the time was come, God did send forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. And this is the great grace of God, that he sent his Son at all to be our Savior. Not only that, but we're told that he raised him from the dead to signify that he had accepted the sacrifice of his son. For Christ was raised for our justification. And not only that, but he also gave him glory. He set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, and gave him a name above every name, and put all things under his feet, so that he reigns as King of kings and Lord of lords, the mighty Redeemer of all mankind. And this is the grace of God. He doesn't deal with us after our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquity, but in his mercy, he sent his Son to be our Savior. What an incentive that ought to be to us, to live as strangers in a strange land. This great mercy and love of God for us sinful human beings. That's what the Christmas epistle is all about, where St. Paul reminds us that God has revealed his grace in Christ in order that we should now serve him with holy lives. So we can live as strangers in a strange land because the grace of God has made us children. You know, Joseph had that whole view of life. When he was tempted by Potiphar's wife, he said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Daniel had it too when he insisted on praying three times a day, even though there was an edict against it. So did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they refused to bow down to that bronze or golden idol. They were living as a strange man in a strange land. There's a third motive that he uses. He says, "Now your faith and hope is in God." Faith that you and I have is a gift of God. He opened our eyes to see the glory in the face of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And by faith, all the treasures which Christ won for us are ours. Paul talks about it in Romans 5 when he says, being justified by faith, what do we have? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have access into this grace wherein we stand. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, and we even can glory in tribulations. My, what riches are ours by faith. And not only that, but we also have hope in God. And that's the great thing that St. Peter is constantly reminding these people of. For he says in his first chapter in that great hymn of praise, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away." What glory awaits us in heaven through Christ our Savior? We are citizens of heaven. That's why we have to live as strangers here on earth. And so, if today the world invites you to live less as Christians, just tell the world, I'm really sorry, but you see, I am only a stranger. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.